Who here loves cookies? There's nothing quite like baking up a sweet storm and enjoying those irresistible treats throughout the week. In my experience, the recipe our family uses is essentially the same each time, but sometimes we make small tweaks. We've added coconut, or walnuts, or even some extra chocolate chips. But have you ever noticed how one slight change in the recipe can significantly alter the taste? I remember this one time we incorrectly added a bit too much baking soda. The cookies weren't ruined, but they had a noticeable bitterness. It's a clear reminder that every ingredient must be measured carefully to achieve the desired outcome. Similarly, when it comes to investing, we are seeing US equities surge ahead as inflation fears have eased. For some investors, it's tempting to pour more into these stocks. But just like in baking, the secret to success is maintaining appropriate proportions. Too much of a good thing can indeed spoil the batch. Let's dive into the team's view on the current asset mix by geographies and how this relates back to portfolio construction. I am Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy here at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 11th. Listen on as we navigate the living market. With the first quarter of 2024 already nearing completion, we are once again facing an odds-defying rally that is making some question their asset allocation. So today, we will update you with a brief outlook for each of the major geographic asset classes, starting with our own, Canada. Here in Canada, we have dodged a technical recession with the latest GDP numbers, but let's be realistic, it wasn't all that great under the hood. Good energy export numbers masked what was very weak consumer demand. In such a condition, you would be inclined to believe that stocks would be inexpensive, yet they are in the 76th percentile when it comes to their price-to-earnings multiple compared to historical averages. However, comparing their relative valuation to U.S. equities, Canada looks much cheaper. There's a very large valuation gap between the two when looking at historical data. We have said earlier that the Canadian consumer is showing signs of weakness, but how dependent on the consumer are Canadian equities really? Surely they are not immune. The impact to Canadian stocks is mainly based on global economy. So let's look beyond. The U.S. stock market is on a roll once again, up 9% year-to-date as of this recording. The soft landing scenario is becoming more of a reality, as inflation looks under control and growth is still looking good across most sectors. The question when it comes to the American stocks is not as much as economic as it is about valuation, with the risk of a potential AI bubble. We have addressed this topic many times, but as a reminder, our mindset is never all in or all out. Valuations in this quarter appear elevated or even high, but forward valuations are reasonable. Excluding the mega cap stocks, there are pockets of value still in the US market. Speaking of value, one very strong value play that went well this year is international equities. In another great example of how weak economic growth can still lead to outsized stock gains, German stocks are up 9% year-to-date and Japanese stocks are up a monster 16.5%. Last year, Japan's index reached its highest level in more than 30 years, which was a long time coming. While international stocks are not the highest growers, value is still very attractive there and we can't ignore this. Finally, the big question mark, emerging markets. It just keeps going from bad to worse for Chinese equities. India's monster rise has hidden China's weakness in diversified emerging market portfolios, but the fall of the Chinese stock market can't be ignored. In 2008, the Shanghai Composite Index was near the 6,000 level. Today it stands near 3,000. In Hong Kong, the index rose to 33,000 in 2018, and today it's at 16,900. Surely there must be some opportunities after such declines. The answer is yes, but buyer beware. While these markets have high return potentials, they also face the highest risk. As you can see, all asset classes have their own unique set of opportunities and challenges, and once again, diversification across geographies and asset classes remains key. In portfolio construction, as in baking, a little too much of a good thing, and you're in for a batch of disappointment. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.